Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Sitting by the stove, sitting in the kitchen in Ohio. They can't smell the coffee because it's gone cold. The kitchen's on fire, but neither one of them knows. She don't see him, it's as if she's gone blind. His hands are numb from working all the time. For just one reason, he's still searching his mind. She shakes her head, she knows it's nothing, he'll find.
Okay, I like this.
You like this song?
I do. It's Billy Falcon.
I've never heard that name before.
You should, sir.
I do. I like the guitar work. I like his voice.
I will tell you a little bit of story about that, about this young gentleman here.
Okay.
Yeah, but in the meantime, good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, female voices?
I what know. Oh,
good heavens. Holy cow. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you in the room today. We've got a full deck, and I love it because we are beginning the competition of the quest for the co-host with the mo-host.
I can't believe it's already here. We're finally
thank
in
God.
The actual head-to-head competition.
Jesus. So we got Steve Silva in the room.
Yeah.
Producer Zach.
Hi.
Then we got contestant Bree.
Hello.
And contestant Jenna.
Hi.
So today Bree will be doing our co-host position, and Jenna will be doing our gal about town, and we're excited about this. It's going to be a fun day today. And together we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And as always, we'll speak to you live from Orange County every Saturday morning.
Thank you guys for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame. For those who have recently followed us, thank you for joining our family.
And if you'd like to talk to us, are we talking today with the phone? No, then never mind. There's phone numbers. If you want one of them, go to the website. How's that? And I guess I should keep talking until Sean is ready.
Is he? Yeah. We got a very busy day today.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I'm so excited because we've got two girls in the room. We got our gal about town in for the day. We've got our co-host in for the day. It's starting this competition. I'm so excited.
I'm beside myself, and I don't know how uncomfortable that can be.
Today's theme song is The Coffee by the great Billy Falcon, singer-songwriter. I'll explain a little bit more about who Billy is.
Okay.
But in the meantime, we've got a beer review with Mike and Kay later on because it's Drink a Beer Day. Of course, we'll be catching up with the girls and ourselves. We're talking about a certain Karate Kid actor who recently passed away. And did we read correctly that we found out there's going to be a reboot of The Princess Bride?
Ew.
Indigo Montoya.
And of course, we're going to be sending Jenna out to our, who's our gal about town, and to do some fun. We got what's news, and then we'll put the girls head to head with each other later on. And of course, we've got the game at the end of the show.
Well, don't forget, you can interact with the show. I guess that's me. You can comment on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and now on Spotify. Just search Your Weekly Dose podcast. More importantly, don't forget to rate and review the show as well.
All right. So Billy Falcon, singer-songwriter, lived in New York. His wife passed away due to cancer. He had to raise his daughter on his own, who is gorgeous. She's also a singer-songwriter, Rose Falcon.
Rose?
Rose is her name. And so early in 1991, Jon Bon Jovi was taking some time off. He did his solo album, Blades of Glory, and he was helping out some other friends. So Aldo Nova was trying to make a comeback. He helped him out with that. And then Danny Kortchmar, who had performed on the Blaze of Glory album, started to produce Billy Falcon. He called Jon Bon Jovi and says, hey, can you come over and help out or whatever? I'm working with Billy Falcon. John's like, I remember Billy. What the hell? Where are you working with him at? He goes, Nashville. What the fuck is he doing in Nashville? He's from New York. He goes, well, this is where we're kind of working on his album. He goes, hold on. I'll fly out tomorrow, and I'll come out and help you guys. So Billy's national debut record ended up being on Jamco Records, which is the record company that Jon Bon Jovi and Richie Sambora created, so they could put their solo stuff out. And Power Windows was the first single from that album. And ever since then, Billy and Jon Bon Jovi have been very, very close friends. Billy is somebody that John looks up to. And in my opinion, I think they have a gentleman's agreement. Because since Jon Bon Jovi and the band has gotten back in 2000, so now the last 18 years, there have been a minimum of 2 Billy Falcon songs on every single Bon Jovi record. The last one, I think there's 12 songs, 8 songs were co-written with Billy. So, needless to say, Billy is doing quite well.
Yes. That's cool.
But he is a great songwriter and just some amazing songs. So, and this one's called The Coffee. That one's off an album called Letters from a Paper Ship.
Letters from a Paper Ship.
Yeah. And so look him up. He's got some really, really cool stuff. Again, that's Billy Falcon. So, yeah, great guy. Great guy. Thank you for that.
Cool story, bro.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Absolutely. So, there's Mr. Falcon. So, well, let's catch up with one another. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. My fault. I screwed up, didn't I?
You did.
I did. I jumped ahead.
It's a biggie.
But you know what, though?
First time back in this board in a while.
He did good, though, because he was following
me. Just went with it.
And that's good. And I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
I'm proud of that. We actually have to do the Amazon commercial real quick. So.
All right. Are we starting now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not? What the hell?
All right, right now.
Well, here, hold on.
I like that.
Go ahead.
As always, we need to give a shout out to our sponsor, Amazon, because without them, we cannot do this show for all of you. And since you guys have been with us with they have been with us since day one. So thank you, Amazon.
That's right, Bree.
Yes.
Yeah, there's no better place to go shopping than Amazon. They have everything. So get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use our banner.
That's right, guys. All you need to do is go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on our Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That way, every time you want to shop on Amazon, you use the bookmark link. And by doing so, of course, you help the show stay on the air.
Now, today, you can get your shopping done without facing any big crowds, and I Googled in Amazon Fall. And other than there being a TV show and a movie, I finally got to actual fall products from Amazon.
Holy cow.
Couple of fun things. Now, you're going to have to help me with this. There's a holiday between Halloween and Christmas.
My birthday. Thanksgiving.
That must be. That's it. There we go. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
You can actually get Thanksgiving decorations for your front door. Like,
ooh.
They've got this weird little turkey.
Like Santa, wait your turn?
That has, yeah. This little turkey has got dangly legs.
Oh, how cute.
On the bottom. It's kind of goofy.
I have the same door at my house. My grandparents said that.
Hey, isn't that your door?
That is my door.
Wow, that's really cool. So it's only $9, and you kind of hang it on your door or wherever else you want. And that's kind of cool. And if you're like normal and don't celebrate Thanksgiving, there's just a fall wreath that's very pretty.
Oh, there you go.
You see that? Yeah.
See, it kind of says Christmas, but not really.
But not really. It's just the fall colors.
It's hinting at Christmas.
It's like, not quite there yet.
Yeah.
I have to tell you the story. It was in, I can't remember the date, or a couple of weeks ago, there was a Christmas decoration in our kitchen.
A couple of weeks ago. Weeks ago.
It's a big difference,
it's a
Steve.
A little early.
I took a picture
especially
of it.
Especially for Steve.
It was on the counter. It's like, I think it was a one of those thin shopping bag things, but it was a Christmas thing. It was laying there, and I'm like, what the? That's way too early
capitalism
for that.
Oh, I've already walked into Big Lots, and they've got Christmas stuff going. Yeah. I'm like, no.
Already.
Just, no.
They
no,
should
no,
just
no,
never
no,
put
no.
them away. Just have them all available all year,
year
long.
Yeah. There you go.
Have fun with it.
Well, guys, if you guys are going to do your shopping online anyways, there's only one place to go. Your Weekly Dose podcast can use our Amazon banner to get the job done. Just saying, I am a little bit of a shopaholic. I have recently found Amazon in the past 2 years, and that's where all of my money goes. I have, sadly, thank you, Amazon. I have spent a good amount of money recently on purchasing new things to create art. So thank you, Amazon.
Yeah, now remember, as my voice goes south, ooh, it's puberty again.
It sounds like the turkey.
When it's time to change. Now remember, when good you Lord. Use our Amazon banner, you help support the show. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history.
I felt like that was just missing there in the end.
It was.
It was, totally. Okay. And you did a good job.
I know. I usually do. It was the only kind of jobs I do.
Cool. All right.
Like awkward
it.
Silence.
I like it. I like it. It works for me. It works for me. All right. Well, let's catch up with one another. So, Jenna.
Yeah.
You've had an interesting week.
Yeah. Mermaid business has been booming, you guys. I just got back from Hawaii. I did a photo shoot out there, which was a lot of fun. I got to take my new silicone fin and swim in the middle of the ocean topless. I felt like a real mermaid.
All right.
Right. Not the topless ones, just from the back. Very tastefully done.
That's cool.
I'm sure the people snorkeling got an eyeful, though.
Dolphin swim by going,
yeah.
Hey.
So
Mom
that happened.
Nipples like those.
That happened last week. Also, I got back from Hawaii and did a middle school dance. Uh-huh. And middle school is a very weird place. Very weird place. I know I ended up on a lot of kids' Snapchats that day. Everyone's all different heights. Like, you got. They're either like little or really, really tall. Uh-huh. And I got some, you know, some kids were amazed by it. And then I got some like dirty looks from some of the mm-hmm. girls.
I'm like, she's not Ariel.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, so, you're going to peak in high school. So enjoy it while you have it.
Exactly. So you were actually a photo op as a mermaid.
Yes.
For middle school boys.
Yes. I was in
holy
a tank.
Holy mackerel.
I was in a tank.
You were in a wow.
I was in a tank in the like in the entrance. So it was a really cool dance. I'm like, this is better than my prom.
Wow.
So for middle school, it was very nice. But yeah, I was in a tank right in the entrance. So everyone was like coming and going out and taking pictures. And
that's funny.
It was a lot of fun. And then I just booked a 40th birthday party. So that's more up my alley.
There we go.
I don't know if the top's going to be on or off, but it's going to be a fun party.
I'd say off because you know what? That's going to pay more.
So that was my week.
I have a question. Do you, when you go to do these things, do you have a bodyguard or someone that from the company that goes with you at
yes.
all? Yes, you do
yeah.
have that. So,
yeah,
okay.
I have a mermaid okay. manager that's with me.
Don't feed the mermaid.
She's actually the one that feeds me. just fish. But yes. yeah, I have an assistant or a manager with me.
That's
just
so
to
cool.
help
so,
me in and out and everything too.
Were you like when you did the Hawaii shoot? Were you like in a lagoon kind of a thing, or was
no?
It like,
I was in the ocean.
Wow! So you were with the waves.
Yeah.
How hard was that then?
I thought it was going to be a lot harder.
Because depending on where you're,
very buoyant. My tail is very buoyant. It's heavy, but in the water
it
floats.
Works.
Yeah, and I had safety divers with me on set. So there was a point though where my tail got caught in a rock. And you could see the look on my face like, oh, shit, because my friends got videos of it. And, yeah, I got caught in the rock, and I was like, oh, my God, this is no joke. Like, this can't do that alone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I felt comfortable because I had all those safety divers with me. So It was a lot of fun.
Grab her by the waist. Grab her by the waist.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that must have been awkward, though, for you to do that. But at the same token, probably very freeing at the same token.
Yes. Hmm. Yes.
Anybody
I
else
felt like
skinny
it was
dipping?
In my natural element.
Yeah. Anybody else ever gone skinny dipping?
Not yet.
Not really? You haven't gone?
Not that anybody knows. Not that anybody knows.
Exactly. Yeah. No. I feel like I will soon, though. I'm really adventurous.
You know, like next week in a few hours?
You know,
or?
Maybe. You know, I'm really impulsive. Just go. Just jump in, you know.
It's liberating.
It is. Yeah. It really is. I've done it a couple of times, too. Steve, have you? You've gone.
Are you kidding?
We're not talking taking a shower.
Oh, my God. You know, we used to have parties down at Sunset because when we were acting at Golden West College, one of the guys we acted with, his dad lived in Sunset. He was a major programmer, software engineer and stuff. And so he had this cool house. And we go down there, and it's like there'd be a party with like 30 people, and we'd all at one point just go running out to the beach there. Everybody ripped their clothes off, and we all be skinny dipping and running around.
Oh,
did
gosh.
That all the time.
Zach, you ever gone skinny dipping?
Oh, we're back to me. No, I haven't. And I don't think I will anytime soon because we live in a world where there's cameras everywhere on phones, and I don't need that on my conscience.
That's true.
Yeah, but I mean, you can go to somebody's pool, though, or somebody.
Yeah,
that's still a risk. What if someone's little brother just happened to be home that day? He's like, hey, look, a fat naked guy
in
the pool.
Well, that's what you make sure. That's why you check before. And then,
yeah, but you can't check every closet.
Just take Jenna's fin with you. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Better be,
man.
Better be huge.
You know, have an Aquaman costume. You know, something.
I don't have a beard.
Cool. Bree, how was your week?
It was pretty good. Last weekend, I went to Big Bear, which I'm actually going right after the show. I got because my dad, he lives in Big Bear with my half-sister, Kiera, and her mom, Natoma, and our little cat, Foot.
Whereabouts in Big Bear?
They're right by Big Bear Village. So literally, like, 5 minutes walking distance from where, you know, Snow Summit and the whole...
Oh, wow.
All of that, yeah.
Okay.
So they have a little cabin up there. And I got, about a month ago, because I wanted to go camping with my friends, I got a 16-person tent. It has 3 bedrooms, basically.
Wow.
It's huge. It's gigantic. And
talk about glamping.
Yeah, right? No, so I left it in my car, and I forgot about it, and I went up to Big Bear, and I was like, wait a minute. I have a tent, and I have a little sister, and I'm like, and I have a dad, so let's do this. So
all of a sudden, she remembers these things.
Yeah.
Sister and a dad.
Hey, Dad.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, Dad, can you help me? So he did. He did. Well, I was really stubborn. I tried to do most of the work, and then, you know, I was being a bratty, and he was like, Bree, just sit down. I got this. So then, you know, he ended up doing it, and we set up the tent, and we had blow-up mattresses. We got all the rooms. We decked
it
out. We had a projector in there. My sister and I watched Halloween Town. We got a heater in there. We got Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Oh, my
gosh. No, I'll show you guys pictures.
Boy.
Yeah. It
oh,
was
my
a,
gosh.
I mean, mind
a projector?
You,
I was kind of joking when I said clapping.
No, I have
Wi-Fi.
No, yeah. For real. I mean, it was in the backyard, so it wasn't like we were, you know, out in really that much in nature. But it was in Big Bear, so it was cool. And it got I was planning on staying out all night, but it got really, really cold and windy, and my sister got scared around 3 a.m. So we went inside, and good thing we did, because when my dad went out the next morning, the tent had collapsed inward.
Oh, wow.
But we had like staked it down and everything, so that's how crazy the wind is. But I left the tent up, so I'm going up right now, and hopefully it won't be raining. So wish me luck.
How was the water level up there? Because I know it was down quite a bit.
Well, last weekend when I was up there, there wasn't any rain. So I'm not sure. We'll see when I get up there.
Mm-hmm.
My dad said he left my tent up while it's been raining, so we'll see how that turns out as well. But yeah, it was really fun. My sister, you know, she's really cool. She's she's 9, almost 10, and she's literally exactly like me. Super sassy attitude. I love it. And I'm like, girl, like, you can't sass me back. I know you. I was you. So it's great. It's fun.
Yeah,
so. I was camping once at Canyonlands.
Oh,
and
where's that?
That's up in sort of southern central Utah.
Oh, okay,
along the towards the eastern side, and it's a huge area, and it's so beautiful. It's right by where there's the convergence, where the Colorado River and the I can't remember what the other rivers, they come together at that point. It's really beautiful. But I had a tent, and I was all like, all right, you know. So I set the tent up in the morning, and it was all cool. And so then I went hiking, and I come back, and my tent had blown away.
Completely away?
Away. I was like, it's gone.
Did you not stake it down at all?
After I left, it got windy. There was a thunderstorm and stuff like that. And so when I got back, it had just blown away. So I had to go looking for it.
Wow.
So I was walking up around where I figured, you know, the wind was blowing that direction. And I found it like half in the cactus and the dirt. And it was all messed up. And I pulled it out and took it back campsite. And it was just ruined. So I just threw it away, slept in the car.
Well, at least it was an experience. You had a story.
That was what it sounded like.
Do we have Kay and Mike yet or no?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Okay. All right. Phone's there, though, right?
The phone is here.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Steve, how was your week, though?
Oh, had a great week.
What'd you do?
Yeah, I had one of my daughters and...
Oh, that's right.
One of her daughters came down with one of my daughter's friends and her two daughters. And on Wednesday, thanks to a really good friend... David.
Yeah, he went to Universal, huh?
Went to Universal. He provided us with 6 tickets.
Wow.
I was like, oh, I love David. And thank you, David. I don't know. but we had so much fun, and it was cool because at Universal, it's smaller, so you don't have to walk as far. And then there was a couple of rides that I've been on, and I choose not to go on again because I get woozy, like the Simpsons ride.
I haven't been on that one.
Oh, it's so cool. But, man, it's radical. And then the Transformers ride, which is one of the best things I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And it gets me super sick. So
I got to go to Universal because I haven't been in
I've never
at
been
least
at
15.
All, ever. Okay,
we got to go.
Oh,
go.
All right,
we
got to
go.
I went when I was like 6. Definitely.
So a couple of times I just sat at a bench and watched people, and they had bought some stuff, and I just watched everybody's... We went to Harry Potter, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter, and they bought wands and stuff, so I was watching all the...
Because they get to interact with everything in the different spots.
Yeah, there's places along where the shops are in Hogsmeade, and you stand on a thing, and you see where it's pointing, and then you flick your... Your wand
it's
at where it's pointing.
And swish.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hermione knows all about
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then something happens in a window or there's one where there's a door and you flick it and there's a big noise and steam comes out of the door. It's really cool. So
wow.
So, and then yesterday, they picked me up about 8:30 and we went to Disneyland.
Wow.
And Disneyland closed at 11, and we were out of the park almost by 12.
So kind of like what we did.
Whole day.
Did you use the wheelchair?
So tired. No, no. But.
I mean, I had to push your ass all day long, and you walked with them.
Oh, well, I took like a couple-hour break, and I had 4 glasses of wine at the wine bar.
Yeah. California Adventure. That's right. My mom and I have Disneyland passes, and we just bar hop. My mom will literally ask me when we get there, what ride do you want to go on first? I'm like, Space Mountain. And she's like, well, I want to get a drink, so we're going to go to California Adventure first. I'm like, okay, I don't even know why you ask. And we just get hammered. Yeah, it's fun.
Oh,
that's
it's awesome. Great. I felt so good. You know, I was all like happy when they finally got back together. And so
I never thought about doing that.
But it was great. It was great seeing my daughter and my one granddaughter. It was a lot of fun. And next Wednesday, another my oldest granddaughter, is coming down on Wednesday, and we're going to go to Disneyland and get to do it again.
All right. Well, we got Mike and Kay with us, right?
Yep.
All right. Let's go pull them up and bring. Let's play them their new theme.
Okay.
I'm just a cold beer drinker. Chalice on my pop top finger. Got a cooler in the back with a 12 pack ready to roll up. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
They're all stoked.
How do you like that, guys?
Oh, that is awesome. That's great. Yeah.
Well, it is National Drink a Beer Day, and of course, we have to have our listeners, Mike and Kay, back again to let us know what kind of beers are out there that are really cool to drink. So we're going to turn it over to you guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, a couple things I wanted to say real quick. First of all, it's been a lot of fun listening to the Hostess with the Mostest contestants, and so we're enjoying that and taking notes so we can vote when you guys are ready. And then I gotta say, you guys did an awesome job with Quentin Flynn recently. I really loved that interview.
Oh, cool.
you ought to think about doing this for a living, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Are there any openings at KLOS or something?
Any
spot where
we should go approach him with it,
a
contract or something.
Hey, so anyway, today we wanted to do, like we did last time, recommend a few beers, but we kind of picked a little bit of a theme, and, you know, we had so much fun with Belching Beaver Brewery last time.
I can't get over enough. It was so much fun. It's a funny name. It's just,
well, Steve went out and had a whole bunch of beaver.
Yeah.
Great. I hope some of it was Belching Beaver. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, after a Coke or two, that.
Yeah, you got to change it up once in a while. Hey, so anyway, what we did was there are a lot of crazy, you know, if you have your own brewery, you can kind of do what you want, right? And so there are a lot of crazy brewery names out there, and some of them we haven't tried. There's Ass Clown Brewery. There's one called Licking Hole Brewery.
Oh my gosh.
And there's even one, these guys spelled it GRIESEDIECK, pronounced Greasy Dick Bros.
Good Lord.
Bree's imagining the Greasy Dick in her mind right now.
Maybe a little bit.
I haven't had any beers yet, but I guess I'll have to be in the mood. Maybe they'll have to buy me dinner first.
At least a piece of pie.
So what we did was
speaking of pie.
Yeah, speaking of pie, good segue, Steve. we picked a few that we liked that were fun with names in some way, shape, or form, and the first one is called Pie Hard 2, Pie Harder.
I
can't say enough about how good this beer is. Kay and I tried it the beginning of the week, and we really just loved it. I mean, it's awesome. It's a beer from a brewery in Monterey, California, called Alvarado Street.
Oh, wow.
And it's what's considered a kettle sour. So it's a beer that is soured in the kettle process in metal. Some of the sour beers that are out there right now are soured in wood, and they take longer. The kettle souring can happen very quickly. Mm-hmm. And these kettle sours can range in sourness. This one was not very sour at all. As a matter of fact, when you take the first drink, it's almost as if you're drinking liquid lemon meringue pie. I mean, it was delicious. And this beer has lemon in there, of course, but it also has lactose and vanilla flavoring. So not only did you get that lemon meringue flavor, but you got the creaminess of that whipped topping.
A meringue actually on the top.
Yeah, I guess that would be the actual meringue part. I don't know. I'm not the chef in the family. So
it was delicious.
No, it was so good. And a little bit tart, a little bit, you know, tangy, if you will, but sweet and smooth. It was just delicious. So next time you're at your specialty liquor store, look for this Pie Hard 2. It was excellent.
All right, Pie Hard 2. Sounds like a movie. I don't know.
Yeah.
Now, following up on that, now this does not come from Greasy Dick Breweries, as you might think.
Oh, thank heavens.
But it is called Man Juice.
Okay.
Even better.
No correlation at all.
No correlation at all. So
wow. So
this is a Mandarin Orange IPA, and
I get it though. The Mandarin juice orange. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Spoil it for us.
I was expecting a salty goza.
We have one of those too. So, but Man Juice is brewed by DD Brewing Company in Auburn, California.
What was the brewing company?
It's called Knee Deep.
Knee deep. Okay.
Knee deep.
Yep. KNEED. Knee deep. Okay. And the mandarin flavor in it is made up of a few things. Of course, they do use locally grown mandarin oranges, but they also use a hop style called Mandarina Bavaria. Bavaria. That's it. Sorry. Can't read my own right.
You don't want to make a mistake saying that name.
Yeah, and also citra hops, which are very popular in IPAs because they give that citrusy flavor. And so we talked about that. I think the day that we were on the show, that a lot of the flavors that you're tasting do come from the hops and not necessarily fruit.
Right.
And in this case, it's a little bit of both. And if you don't like IPAs, Mandarin Orange IPAs are a great way to break into them because often you do get that a lot of the orange flavor. And so it breaks up that bitterness a little bit and the hoppiness a little bit. So this one's not a bad one to start with. And if you've ever wondered what man juice tastes like, you'll be able to say.
That was too easy.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. Sorry. I
have an idea.
Yeah, we just learned a lot more about you. Who was that? Sorry.
Let's do it this way. Kay, what does man juice taste like?
Well, I think I'll leave that no comment.
Yeah. safer for her. The last one on the list. So here's a name that that's kind of fun. It's called Djibouti.
Djibouti, okay.
Djibouti, and this is a goza. Somebody mentioned goza a few minutes ago. So if you see a beer that's it says G-O-S-E on it, it's a goza style. And it's pronounced similarly to the name Rosa, and so it is a goza.
Got it.
And a goza is often brewed with a kind of a salt water base.
By the way, you did it.
Say it again.
No.
And so you'll end up with a beer that's slightly salty, and can also be sour, depending on the brewer. We've had some locally that are not sour at all. They're very fruity. And this particular one, Djibouti Goza, is actually brewed with the Djibouti Caba fruit from Brazil. And as a matter of fact, this brewery is called Way Beer, and they're out of Brazil.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I want to make sure now right here. I've been writing this down because I think what I'm going to do, we're going to go get these beers and maybe try them on the next show we have them on.
Ooh,
that would be great.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be
okay,
great.
Can I try the man juice?
I want that one.
I can't even talk. This is fun.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man juice is citrusy and Djibouti is salty.
Yes, salty and a little bit.
Okay, usually the other way around.
Is that right?
It is the other way around, yeah, depending on what kind of man juice you're having. But, you know, hey.
Or whoever said that, Zach, whoever it was, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, these are all great beers. And just so you know, unlike the ones that we recommended last time we called in, all of those could be purchase from your local grocery store. These you kind of do a little more hunting for, but it's not very difficult at all. If you do a search on Yelp in your area for a craft beer store, you might be surprised by how many you find right around you, including some of the local little gas station supermarket or mini marts. Some of them now have little walk-in freezers where you get a great selection of beers.
Oh,
cool. All right. And
I'm very excited.
Kay, how is your beer coming along?
Excellent. Today we are bottling a pineapple hazy IPA.
Ooh.
Oh, save me a bottle of that then.
Definitely. So it's kind of fun. I will have five different beers in the refrigerator that I've brewed.
Wow. Oh, nice. Nice.
And next time we come down, we'll bring a few more.
Absolutely. All right, well, there you go, guys. Those are three beers to try out anywhere. And like you said, like Michael was saying, go out and do a search on Yelp on it. And, Mike, if they want to follow you, buddy, where do they go?
Yeah, I am on Instagram as Beer Fueled Runner. And Kay is on Instagram as Kegs and Canines, spelt a little bit differently.
Yeah.
What does that beer taste like?
It tastes like pineapple, from my understanding right now.
So does man juice.
Depending on what you have that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Guys, thank you again so much for always coming on. We really appreciate it. We're going to keep this kind of segment going anytime we need to celebrate beer or anything like that.
That sounds good to us. And you guys have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
You guys take care. Love you both.
Bye.
Cheers.
Love you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And there you go, guys. Oh, God, man, really bad juice?
But that's the thing about craft beer. It's an industry where it's like everyone wants to be a part of it. It's grown so much in the last like 5 to 7 years. Mm-hmm. So the only way to stand out is by having some wild ass names like Man Juice.
Yeah.
It's like when a woman walks down the wine aisle, it's like we pick a bottle based off of how pretty it is and how
very true
the, and price point too.
Yeah.
But how pretty it is. It's like, ooh, this bottle's pretty. Like, you know, and the name and stuff. So it's the same thing when it comes to beer. I worked at a gastropub for a long time and there was a beer there and it was probably our best selling beer and it was called Panty Peeler. And it was from Alaska.
Let's see if it really works.
Yeah, it was from a brewing company in Alaska, but it was called Panty Peeler. And the ABV on it was really high, so I can imagine I can imagine it getting the job done. A beer true to its name.
And where can you get it at?
Check your local craft beer store.
Between that and Man Juice,
you'll have a good night.
Greasy Dick, you know. Hey,
yeah, maybe you could bring some in the next on your next round here. That would be impressive.
Holy cow! All right. Well, we are going to send out Jenna now to go out and do the Gal About Town stuff with Zach and everything. In the meantime, we got some other things to talk about. So we'll let you guys get up and going.
Okay, bye.
I'll be back.
Awkward
I'm
silence.
Going door to door.
Yes, she is.
Yes,
she is.
That'll
be fun. All right.
I'm going to trip over
some
stuff here.
All right. Yeah, just watch your
be
step.
Be careful.
Watch your step.
All right. We need a film of this behind the scenes excitement that's going on right now.
Hello.
Exactly.
Yeah, they just got up and walked out, and yep. Sean just changed chairs.
So exciting.
Hey, Zach, this chair's warm.
Just
I'm just smiling
away.
I'm just smiling.
Oh, sorry.
Is it hello? Oh, I can hear myself differently now. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, if it helps if you duck in too.
Oh.
Yeah, that was getting a little far away from the mic as it comes off. So yeah.
Interesting.
But you're good.
I've learned.
Well, the first thing, you know, I saw this and I thought, how ironic, but this is actually something sad. But the reason why it's ironic is because of what has actually happened. And apparently, one of the actors from the Karate Kid movie, actor Robert Garrison, unfortunately, passed away. Guess how old he was, Steve?
I don't want to know.
59.
Yeah.
Young.
Yeah, very young. Very, very young. So, yeah, it's not the greatest, you know, but he is best known for his role in Tommy in The Karate Kid and the sequel. Rob was a great person and ambassador to The Karate Kid legacy. His rep said in a statement to Yahoo Entertainment, his performance in season 2 of Cobra Kai being his last was simply amazing, and he stole the episode. He will be missed by me and everyone encountered. Garrison's sister-in-law told TMZ that he died Friday at the hospital in his native West Virginia, where he'd been treated for liver and kidney issues for the past month. Garrison has acted since the late 70s, playing parts both horror at Prom Night and the drama Brubaker, alongside Robert Redford in 1980. He went to appear in the 1986 movie Iron Eagle and TV shows including MacGyver, Coach, and St. Elsewhere. But it was The Karate Kid for which he is most recognized. His character was one of the guys bullying the hero, Daniel, played by Ralph Macchio, memorably tells William Zemeckis, Johnny, to put Daniel in a body bag. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
I do. I remember watching it.
Yeah, so that's what this is here.
Dang it.
Okay, can you go on?
So that's him there.
Yeah,
it is crazy.
Say that line. Now, what's ironic, though, for those of you who have you seen Cobra Kai?
No, I haven't. My mom was actually just recently telling me I need to watch it, but I haven't, no. It's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay.
It is really, really good. It picks up like literally 30 years later after the Karate
Kid. Yeah, that's what I
The Karate Kid. So I've seen both season 1 and 2.
Okay.
And it's phenomenal. They've done a really, really good job of it. And in the second season, basically Robert reprises his role as Tommy, and his character is actually dying of cancer.
Oh.
So the original Cobra Kai bullies get together, and they go and they get him out of the hospital for a day to do this little camping trip kind of a thing. And William Zabekis' character, you know, who plays Johnny Lawrence, is saying, well, yeah, you know, Kreese is back, and I kind of started Cobra Kai. And everybody else is kind of going, dude, what are you doing? Are you kidding? You know, Kreese kind of brainwashed us into that, you know, Cobra Kai bullshit kind of thing or whatever. Uh-huh. Are you sure you want to do this? You know, kind of a thing. And so they're out camping. They're, you know, among the fire pit and everything. And it's just kind of, you know, guys being friends, you know, like when you and I hang out kind of a thing. And
among the fire pit.
Yes, among the fire pit. And the next morning, they try to wake Tommy up, and he passes away in his sleep.
Oh, man. Oh.
And, of course, there's a close-up now of him being put in a body bag.
Oh, my gosh.
So it goes back to the reference
of
the Karate Kid. You know?
Whoa.
So I'm like, how ironic is that?
Yeah. And now in real life,
he actually has.
And when was that episode filmed? How long ago was that?
They did it last year. So, I mean, they're filming season three right now.
Okay.
And it is really, really good.
I'll add it to my watch list. I know.
Unfortunately, he passed away. And, of course, the experience meant a lot to Garrison coming back to reprise his role as Tommy in Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
On his Twitter account, he put, thanks to everyone for your wonderful comments and my appearance on Cobra Kai. Makes me feel great. Had a wonderful time doing it. Following the actor's death, Cobra Kai writer, producer John Hurwitz paid tribute to Garrison on social media. He said, our entire Karate Kid Cobra Kai family is devastated at the news of the OG Cobra Kai, Rob Garrison's passing. He was truly gifted performer and even a better man. My heart goes out to Rob's family during this difficult time. # rest in peace. So
sad.
It is. I mean, like I said, ironic, but
still very sad.
You know, so very sad to lose somebody like that, you know, and so recent. And I'm glad he got to reprise his role.
Right, yeah. You know. Well, and even though it wasn't the episode, he kind of had that tribute episode for him. So even though it is sad and maybe his family members or friends can look back and, you know, remember that.
And I don't know if he was sick during that time period also or whatever.
Yeah, who knows? You know,
everything. Did my son just fall down?
He did. He just tripped over a wire on the ground.
Are you okay?
What?
You chilling?
All right. There's a thumbs up.
Okay, thumbs up.
Yeah.
All right. Roman, can you still dance?
Yeah.
All right.
Roman, are we going to play Overwatch later? Yeah? No? Okay.
He went in the bedroom in shame.
Oh, no. What'd he do?
Yeah, that's right. Well, another thing that kind of came up recently, and I just couldn't believe this at all.
This is odd news to me.
This makes me feel uncomfortable.
I just couldn't believe this overall. The Princess Bride remake.
I don't like it.
Inconceivable.
Well, a remake of The Princess Bride hasn't actually been announced.
Good.
Any plans for one are already sparking serious backlash. Stars and public figures like Jamie Lee Curtis, Mia Farrow, Ted Cruz, and even the star of the 1987 classic The Princess Bride, Cary Elwes, formed their own Brute Squad in opposition to the idea after rumors started circulating about a remake. Here's what happened. The backlash was sparked following a comment by Sony Pictures Entertainment CEO Tony Vinciquerra, I guess. He had an interview with Variety magazine in the profile of Norman Lear. Lear is a producer on The Princess Bride, which is directed by, of course, the great Rob Reiner, and written by the late William Goldman, based on his own novel. A remake may not immediately be in the works, but it sounds like there's some excitement. We have so many people coming to us saying, we want to remake this show or that show. Very famous people whose names I won't use, but they want to redo The Princess Bride. Some people want to do an animated versions of some of the sitcoms. Not a month goes by when we don't have an idea coming from some very big names wanting to do things with Norman. Well, apparently that did not stop fans of the film expressing themselves and quoting their favorite dialogue. You ready for some of this?
I'm ready.
Cary Elwes, who played the Man in Black, right? Dread Pirate Roberts himself. There's a shortage of perfect movies in this world, and it would be a pity to damage one of them.
Agreed.
There you go.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Oh, really? Well, I married the six-fingered man. Obviously, why we've stayed together for 35 years. And there is only one The Princess Bride. And it's William Goldman and Rob Reiner's. Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something.
Love it.
Yep.
Franklin Leonard, who's a film producer, says, I'm rarely a don't remake this kind of a guy because I make an effort to be near pathologically optimistic, and I try very hard to believe that there are many some genius version of a remake that I can lack the vision to imagine. All that said, please do not remake The Princess Bride.
No.
Mark Bernadin, who's an American journalist, a TV comic book writer, film editor for Los Angeles Times and so forth, he says, three things. A, no. B, calling it Norman Lear's The Princess Bride is as accurate as Al Rudy's The Godfather. In that manner of them creatively responsible for what you know and love. And lastly, C, no. Oh, it gets better, though.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, matter of fact, I love this one. I did not expect it from this man. Ted Cruz, right? You know, okay. Who ran for president.
Uh-huh.
Okay. No! Sony, The Princess Bride is the greatest thing in the world, except for a nice MLT, mutton, lettuce, and tomato sandwich where the mutton is nice and lean and the tomato is ripe. They're so perky. I love that. Don't mess with perfection.
Yep.
Yep.
Dictionary.com tweeted out, inconceivable. Yes, we know what it means. Evan Schreiber, who's a TV reporter in Portland, Oregon, said, throw these producers and executives into the pit of despair and crank the machine up to 50.
Mm. All right.
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah, Matthew Herper, who is a senior writer for a medicine magazine, said, my name is Inigo Montoya. You remade The Princess Bride. Prepare to die.
Prepare to die.
I love that.
Adam Lance Garcia, who's a writer-producer, says, you've fallen for one of the two classic blunders. The first thing being never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly lesser known is never go on a Princess Bride reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Those are all cool. I like that.
The last one is from Courtney Enlow. She's an associate editor at Sci-Fan Girls. Which is a podcast, another podcast. She says, is The Princess Bride reboot all dead yet? Or only mostly dead?
Aw, cute.
So, it got, I mean, leave it the fuck alone. It's perfect.
They're doing it with all the shows and all the movies. I mean, this one I strongly stand firm against, but they're doing it with everything. I was saying about it on the last show. All of the cool cartoons, all the cool movies, they're running out of ideas and they're making them way worse. Like, just leave good enough alone. Play reruns.
There's got to be enough creativity out there to make some new movies.
Some new
and
things,
stuff.
Right? Like, we have all the outlets. We have the internet. We have books. We have tablets to make art. Like, where? I don't understand.
There is enough story. Well, one of the writers was Robert Leonard, I think, was one of the first producers or whatever. He created The Blacklist, which is something to where he purposely goes out and looks for new scripts and new this and new that and everything. So there's enough stories. You don't have to do reboots.
They just want that following, that clout, as they say, because they already know people know what The Princess Bride is. We all know.
Right.
So they're like, all right, there's an automatic, easy following. They just want an easy route. And
now,
that's not what art is.
I'm kind of worried because next year, the new version of West Side Story comes out.
Oh, no.
And now it's being directed.
Be interesting.
Yeah, it's being directed by Steven Spielberg.
Is it? Okay.
So now, you're looking at, it's a 50-year gap.
That
or
is
more.
A big gap.
So I think
that's okay. I think that's okay.
As long as you got
it. It's a musical. It's a classic and it's a novel. It's not just like a show or a movie that's a 1-hour plot.
It wasn't necessarily a standalone movie. Like Princess Bride is one of a kind by itself.
Yeah, and granted, I mean, West Side Story, it's been a long musical on Broadway, off and on through the years.
Of course.
They turn it into a movie. Same thing with, like, Fiddler on the Roof and stuff like that. But give it enough time to where one or two generations can remember it. But then that third or fourth generation,
so they can make it relevant,
still has no clue or whatever, and what have you. And to me, that makes, more sense to do it that way of giving it enough of a gap. Between.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Princess Bride is only 30 years.
Right, yeah.
They just celebrated their 30th year last year, I think is what it was.
Okay.
So, it's like, give it fucking time. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, it still can stand alone. It's still good. Like, I work with kids, and I can show them that movie, and they will still love it just as much as I did when I was a kid when I watched it. You know, they don't need to remake it. It's amazing. So I am against that.
And we're that I'm sure that that old lady is probably dead by now.
Which
boo!
Oh yeah,
boo! You know, who's gonna do that?
Yeah, exactly. That, that, I was confused for a second. We
get,
you're right.
We get B. Arthur. She's still around.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So. Oh, ah. Boo.
Yes.
Boo.
They'll get you next time. Go for the audition. There you go.
All righty. Well, you know, what, guys. It's now time, and I'm so glad we're playing this theme now, because this is for our gal about town.
Woo-hoo. This is going to be interesting. It's been a while since we had one.
It's been a long time since we've had a gal about town.
It's kind of exciting.
All right, so we sent Jenna and Zach out and about to our neighborhood around here, and it is National Good Neighbor Day. So we're sending Jenna out to try and collect three items and see how many good neighbors we have here in Cypress. So we're sending her out to get ingredients for like a cake, like a little cupcake kind of thing. So we're asking her to get an egg, some milk, like just like a little 8 ounces of milk, and then a teaspoon of sugar, basically. Just three simple things.
Just a spoonful of sugar.
To make the medicine go down, exactly.
That's
okay.
Not going
to
make a really good cake, guys.
All right.
Yeah, be careful out there, Roman.
All right. And Jenna, where... yeah. Okay, Jenna, where are you at right now?
I am out in the hood right now.
The hood.
your hood.
All right.
Cypress. Going door to door like a Jehovah's Witness and knocking on some doors. Hopefully some people will answer. If they're anything like me, they're just going to hide quietly in their house until
I didn't know there was actually no one in Cyprus.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, go ahead and see if we can knock on the first
yourself.
Door.
Yeah, tell them that when they talk in the microphone, it's a direct line to God.
Oh, my God.
So,
okay.
So remember,
the first door we're going up to has a light on. So if we're going back to the rules of trick-or-treating and getting in the Halloween spirit, you know if the light's on,
or
we're giving out candy.
Or they're on vacation and they forgot to turn it
off. I don't get the wrong idea with the tattoos.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see if anyone's home.
All right. So remember, let them know who you are and what podcast you're doing and that you're celebrating Good Neighbor Day.
Do, 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 do.
Now the real question is, do I give a firm knock or do I ring the doorbell?
Or both. I'll try both.
Okay, so I knocked the first time. Let's do the doorbell.
All right.
Or just yell, hey, really loud.
Anybody
come on, neighbors.
We have are you in there?
Good no one said I had to be the good neighbor.
True.
Exactly.
Okay, you guys, I don't think anyone's home.
Right, okay, move on to the next one then.
On to the next one, yeah. Which should be pretty close, I guess.
Yeah. I like this music. It reminds me of the music in Cuphead. If you the Nintendo Switch, there's a game called
Cuphead. Really?
Yeah, it's like it has a lot of like 50s music and there are little characters that just go around.
This is actually the theme from The Ghost of Mrs. Muir, which was an old TV show in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. I must watch it.
Yeah.
That was random.
I like watching
it. You realize that?
Oh.
Oh, wow, yeah. Oh.
That's funny. I like that. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go up to a house right now that has a stroller and a little car up front. So children are here. Hopefully they have milk. Hopefully it's not breast milk.
Yeah, bring back some breast milk.
But we'll take what we can get. Yeah. We'll take what we can get.
And you definitely know there's some man juice there because there are some baby things out there. So.
Very true.
I was about to say, these cupcakes are going to be... Oh, someone's coming.
Someone's coming.
Hi. Talking about man juice.
Hi. So I'm from the Your Weekly Dose podcast. My name's Jenna, and we're out on the hunt for some good neighbors. Do you guys consider yourself a good neighbor? Do you want to let me borrow an egg so I can make some cupcakes?
Just one egg. Just
you
one
don't
egg.
Know. Okay. Do you want to? Do you want to ask? Do you want to ask your mom?
Are you talking to a kid?
Oh.
Oh.
How old is this kid?
Hi. So I'm from the Weekly Dose podcast. My name's Jenna, and we're on the hunt for some good neighbors. I'm looking up to make some cupcakes for our audience. So I was wondering if I had, I could borrow any eggs or milk. I'm not borrow because I'm not going to give it back, but have an egg and milk or sugar. Yeah. Yeah, I just need one.
Yeah.
We got an egg, you guys. We
Yay!
Got an egg.
Yay! All right.
The All little right. boy just shut the door in my face.
Wow.
Do you want to say hi?
It's like you're taking my egg.
Do you want to say hi? Hi. What's your name?
Sandy.
Sandy. How old are you, Sandy?
Eight.
Sandy's eight. Sandy is the one that answered the door.
Oh, well, thank you, Sandy.
Thank you so much, Sandy.
All right. Okay, on to the next house, then.
Have they got the egg yet, though? They probably had to go into...
Which house should I go to next? Which house should I go to next, Sandy? All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
There
Good
it
neighbors.
Is.
Good
Yay.
Neighbors.
Yes.
Wait.
Okay, sorry.
What'd she say?
Oh, apparently she freaked out when I started recording the video. So no...
Okay. Okay, so Sandy was 8 years old. She answered the door. Probably wasn't supposed to.
Yeah, probably not.
But good thing she did, because now we just need some milk and some sugar.
All right.
Oh, this egg doesn't fit in the thing you gave me.
That's for the sugar.
Oh.
Wow, Zach.
Okay. Yeah, let's see.
Sorry, on your way to the next door? Is that what's going on?
Yes, I just knocked.
Ooh.
Contestant number two. Or three. Oh,
the suspense is killing us right now.
We're all shaking our legs. Look at us. We're all like...
I know you got your
butt
going.
Hi. My name's Jenna, and I'm from the Your Weekly Dose podcast. We're... Yeah, and we're on the hunt for some good neighbors. We're making some cupcakes for our audience, and I was wondering if you had any milk or sugar that I can use. Yeah, so we're looking for 8 ounces of milk or a tablespoon of sugar. Yeah.
Okay,
thank you.
Hey, what's their names?
Wow, Sean, you got some nice neighbors. Right now, when she comes back, she's going to get the sugar.
You're just like, okay, sure.
I love the silence right now. It's so good.
I like it. The anticipation.
Yeah. Okay. Now, is this an older couple or is this like a young, like 8 year old again?
Older.
Okay.
Older. No. Yeah. They have a very nice home. I think they have cats.
Ooh, I love cats.
Ooh,
love
cat cats. Lady.
I have. Oh, guys, I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
I got a cat tattoo.
Oh, did you get that recently?
Yeah, I got it last week.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so now I really am a crazy cat lady.
Now you are.
Yep.
That's your first one.
No, it's my second. Well, first cat tattoo, but yeah. second tattoo.
Thank you. What's your name?
My name's Jane.
Jane, thank you so much, Jane.
You're welcome.
You got two radio hosts screaming in her
Yeah. Right now. Oh, she does.
Do you want to say hi to our audience?
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much, Jane. Have a great day.
Bye.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
All right, you guys.
Okay.
Jane was as sweet as the sugar she gave us.
Awesome. All right.
Now let's go get some milk.
Yes.
It's gonna be the hard one.
Yeah. Jane didn't want to give us any milk because she was saving it for her cats.
That makes sense, yeah.
Cats are actually lactose intolerant, you know?
Are they really?
They are. They're not supposed to have milk or dairy products at all.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Really? You really are a cat mom
I am
now.
A cat mom, yes. I admit. Everyone knows.
All right. So, okay, where are you guys headed to now?
Okay. We are headed to a house with the lights on.
Okay.
Good call.
So they can't hide. The shades are open.
Ooh.
But I see you.
Yeah. I'm going to knock on the window. I'm not going to knock on the
I'm a mermaid.
Yeah. Let me in.
This is actually kind of fun. That
I
we're
can
doing.
Only imagine what they think, too, when they answer the door and I have this, like, mic and headset and everything.
They're like,
on.
What did I do? What's wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, Jenny, you are doing a great job so far on this. This is wonderful.
Drugs again.
Thank you.
All All right, so they're knocking on the door.
Knock, knock.
And again, I love the dead silence. As Steve walks back
Hi,
in the room.
Your Weekly Dose podcast. Hi, we are on the radio right now, and we are on the hunt for some good neighbors. And I was wondering, we're making some cupcakes for our audience, and I was wondering if you would be able to help us out and be a good neighbor and let us borrow some milk. But the oven's already preheating.
I'm sorry. This is really not a good plan.
Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you so much.
She said no?
She said no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said no. She's getting ready to head out.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
I'm like, well, all I need was some milk.
Okay, so we...
Oh, she's totally fine.
She what?
She didn't look like she was ready. She didn't look like she was going anywhere.
How many peaches I'm stepping on?
I don't know.
All right.
Welcome.
All right. Well, you guys want to head on back then? We got two out of three.
We're going to do one more house.
Okay. All right. Try one more house.
Can we do one more house? Do we have time for one more house?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm determined to get this milk. See, so. I'm going to knock on the door and be like, do you have any milk or man juice?
Oh, that's great.
I wonder if
the recipe calls for both or either.
I guess as they go through this, they're trying to milk it.
Now we're throwing out the puns.
Okay, yeah. I'm knocking.
That's utterly ridiculous.
I cower to your expertise at the puns.
Well, move.
Oh, boy, stop, stop.
All right, where are we at, Jenna?
We can cuddle
later.
We're
at a house I just knocked at. There are two little dogs. One is wearing the cone of shame, so I'm assuming he's hurt. Or recovering, or just got fixed. We'll see. I don't think anyone's home, though. So okay. I think we'll just head back to the,
okay.
head back to the
sugar
studio.
Sugar and eggs.
All right.
We can make something with that.
Right? Yeah, sugar and
sorry,
eggs.
You guys.
Sugar
yeah.
eggs. There you go. Yeah.
We can make pancakes.
Okay.
Hey, there you
yeah,
go.
Let's make some pancakes after the show.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, so go ahead and you guys head on back then.
All right, so we're heading back to the studio. But you guys go on with yourselves.
Okay, we'll do.
We'll get back so Bree and I could play a game.
Ooh,
okay, sounds good. We'll see you
wait.
Soon. Okay. And there you go. All right.
God.
Hey, well, she got two out of three, though,
they
man.
They did. Got two out of three. So
that's not bad at all.
An egg and some sugar.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Cool.
So, well, should we do what's news?
Why not?
We haven't done that in a long time.
We haven't.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right. Should I go first, Steve? Or?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. I've got a couple of different... Oh, God. Okay. This is... Ooh, boy. Jeez-o. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, on these
isn't
ones.
Isn't that why we have a production meeting beforehand so we can choose these stories?
Yeah.
Be ready to
go. I just got handed one.
I had these here just set aside, and I forgot about these.
Uh-huh. It happens.
There she is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, all right. Woman who broke her vagina.
Oh, my God. Ouch.
Shares Ooh. Hilarious warning about using sex toys. For the first time.
Oh, my.
Okay. She broke her vagina using a sex toy. Okay.
Apparently.
I guess she got really excited.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Like, which one?
Now, by now, of course, a lot of us have seen, you know, Sex in the City and stuff, and mm-hmm. what happens where Charlotte discovers the rabbit vibrator.
Yeah.
Right, well, one woman in Sydney, Australia, had her very own SATC experience. And let's just say things didn't end as well as she would like. Sex columnist Nadia Bocodi has revealed on how her vibrator broke her vagina, and now she wants to share a warning with other women in hopes saving them from making the same mistake. Mm. Apparently, after getting a divorce from her husband, she was looking for a way to spice up her non-existent sex life, basically. So she decided to purchase her very first vibrator, you know, something that most women could get. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, she ended up purchasing her very own rabbit, and she quickly fell in love with it. Well, what woman wouldn't?
True.
Basically, she says, I became obsessed with using it and the ease and at the speed in which it allows me to feel pleasure again after a month in a sexless marriage. It was incredibly liberating and empowering to really take control of my sexuality in that way for the first time about my life. However, she quickly learned that her new obsession came with a price, a rather painful and embarrassing one, she explained. After a couple of weeks of using her new adult plaything, I started experiencing some pelvic pain and was hobbling around the office, not making the connection. I went to the doctor to find out what was wrong. When all her STD tests came back negative, it started to become obvious what exactly the cause of the problem. The doctor started asking some questions, and that's when she realized the pain had been the result of her overusing the vibrator.
Really?
It was equal parts embarrassing and hilarious. Now, I said she was forced to admit that her doctor, that during the first week of owning the rabbit, she had used it a half a dozen times a day.
Oh, my.
That's reasonable.
I'm sure, like, that's it?
That's standard. Wow.
I'm sure the first thing the doctor said was, well, we've got to get this smile off your face before go any further.
She's like, I feel great.
Oh, my gosh. Steve, go ahead.
Okay.
Top that one.
Well, I mean, personally, I don't, but a lot of people do go to church. And sometimes you go occasionally, sometimes you go every week. Well, when you go to church, of course you expect to get something out of it. You know, like what? Fellowship? Yeah, you know, hope. We all need hope. Maybe a nice buzz. You wouldn't normally think you would go to church for that, would you?
For a buzz?
Well, apparently...
What kind of buzz are we talking about? I'm thirsty.
At the St. John's Apostle Catholic Church in Bloomington...
And they have wine.
This 74-year-old man, Mr. Jones, brought in some cookies that tasted unusually salty.
Okay.
And the next thing you know, everybody... is high.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's okay.
Mr. Jones apparently made some marijuana cookies and shared them with the people at church.
That's very kind of him.
I know. Oh, share the love. And he initially admitted to making the cookies, but he denied adding anything illegal to them.
They're not illegal.
Well, police obtained a warrant to search his home, found an orange pill bottle containing capsules, which later tested positive for marijuana.
Wow.
And when asked why he did such a thing, he said, "Oh, dude, no comment." Whoa. So even the elderly can have fun. Thank goodness there's hope for me.
Nope, no edibles for me. How many times have we gone over this? I'm not going through that again. I almost thought I was drifting off to heaven.
Yeah, I can't do edibles. They just knock me on my ass.
No. It depends on the edible, and it depends on your tolerance, honestly.
See, you guys have never heard this story. This was at my friend's birthday party, which was at my house. We had, like, just these cookies. They're just chocolate chip cookies. Nothing crazy or anything. And, you know, we all took, like, a piece of it. I took another piece, and my friend's like, dude, slow down. I'm like, it's a cookie. What's it going to do?
Okay, because you didn't, yeah.
And then everyone's like, hey, you know what we should do? Watch Dumb and Dumber. I went, great. I have that. Watch that. Maybe 15 minutes into it, I realize I'm laughing way harder than I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
And then the next thing I know, I'm curled up on my bed with blankets over me, feeling like I'm about to die. And then my two friends and all, they're checking on me, laughing their asses off. And they go...
Everybody else is, too.
Yeah, everybody else is, too. And I have a cookie jar with these.
Oh, no.
And they go like, where'd you put those?
Oh, no, you ate them all.
And they're like, they're in that cookie jar. Like, dude, can we have them? We want whatever you're having.
Oh, my gosh. I bet you had a Corova cookie, because I did the same thing my freshman year of college.
Miss Expert over here
now. Oh, yeah.
Corova, is that a strand?
That's why I turned around.
Is that a type of butter?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's one of the cookies where you're, because most edibles, I feel like you can, I mean, it's always a guessing game, but with these ones, I was with my friends, and you took a piece, and I was like, all right, well, we know these are edibles. This is a weed cookie.
And we all flipped out. Like, we all, I was freaking out. My friend was like on her back, like trying to run away. I don't know what she was trying to do.
Just had an image of a Japanese beetle coming.
She was like this, just trying, literally on her back, legs up, like, trying to run away. So edibles can be tricky.
I found out later that cookie was 300 milligrams.
Yeah, that's why. Yes.
Yeah, you do have to be careful about the amount.
For sure.
In an edible.
But if you do it reasonably and in moderation, it is
and
okay.
Give yourself enough time because it
yes. not for my
it kicks
insides.
In later. Yeah. It totally kicks in later.
Sure.
To me, it's far better than smoking it because you don't do that any damage to your throat or lungs or something from inhaling smoke.
That same friend of mine has like a little cough syrup bottle.
It's
that's
a tincture.
What is it?
Tincture. You put it underneath your... Yeah, so it's like a concentrate of the CBD and THC oil.
This didn't come with a little eye drop. This is straight up like... Like NyQuil, like a mini NyQuil looking bottle. It's green, so you know, but it's like cough syrup tasting, except it's got that horrible flavor. Like, it's inedibles. And it says it's 100 milligrams, but I don't trust that.
That's
welcome
so
to High Talk.
Hi. Oh, hello. Hello. Hi.
I will be your wee connoisseur today.
That is me, sir. Yes, thank you. We can share.
All right. And Brie, you got a story over there too, right?
I have a story. Oh, I do, yes. So I am presented with boyfriend confronts cheating girlfriend with savage sign at airport.
Ooh, yeah.
So, finding out that your partner is cheating on you is never good. Very true. But a man decided to confront his other half in a very dramatic fashion. So, this boyfriend was pictured standing at the arrival gate at the Melbourne airport in Australia with a savage sign. They say savage. As he waited for his unfaithful partner. So while most people would be delighted to see their other half meeting them at the gate with a giant sign, haven't seen them for a while, this reunion was a little bit awkward because the Aussie travel Crystal, she snapped a picture of a man holding a sign which reads, "I know you cheated." So that's the sign that the partner is waiting for.
Oh, wow.
Instead of, "Welcome home, babe. I missed you. I love you." They get, "I know you cheated." So basically, this person who took a picture, she shared it on Twitter, writing, "At Melbourne Airport today, he was waiting to greet his cheating partner. I am deceased." The post quickly went viral, garnering more than 75,000. Why can't I speak words? 75,000 likes online. One person wrote, "I actually feel a pang of sorrow for that guy. You would have to be pretty gutted to do something like that in public." Another said, "I would walk right past him like I didn't even know him." And while some praised him for his actions, others weren't as impressed by his gesture. One described it as new levels of petty. Meanwhile, others were very keen to find out what happened when his other half arrived, and they couldn't believe that Crystal didn't stick around to see what happened. Wow. One person said, legend has it, she never showed up, and he roams the airport with the sign to this day. So he's like, so basically, meanwhile, last month, a video of a woman dumping her cheating boyfriend in a brutal speech at her own birthday party went viral. Tiana, should I say her name? I don't know if it's...
We don't know her. Go ahead.
Okay. Tiana Pereira.
Hey, she's on the phone.
Hey, Tiana. So according to her Twitter, she's 22 and she's from Houston. She told her partner that she knows he was trying to F with some other girl in front of all her friends. And she claimed that she'd seen screenshots that proven that he'd been sexting another girl. She confidently thanked him for making her realize that she deserves better before chucking him out of the house.
Yeah.
The man named only as Santos, then leaves the house before everyone starts cheering for Tiana. Woo, go Tiana.
Santos, that's conspicuous.
Santos, yes.
There you go. Well, that's what's new.
Yes.
I was going first.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa.
Well, we got something that's going to be really cool with the girls. We've got two cups. I don't know if these straws are going to work, so we're going to attempt them. They are. And some pennies.
Okay.
And while Steve is going to be explaining this game, because this was his idea.
We're just going to sit here.
Let's see if we can find some good music for this while Steve explains it.
Wow, I found it that quick. Who would have thought?
Wow, that's really cool. All right. What the idea is, we've got a couple of cups and a couple of straws and some pennies. And it's going to be a competition to see who can put their amount of pennies into the cup fastest by putting the straw in her mouth and using their sucking ability.
Our sucking ability.
Yes. Okay. To pick the penny up with the pressure you're creating, vacuum creating in the straw, and drop the penny in the cup. So the first one to get, I don't know how many pennies there are over there, but it's going to be a timed, or not a time thing, but a, who can do it the fastest thing. So that's what's going to happen here.
Okay.
So we're gonna try to video this.
So, so before you guys start, okay, we're gonna try and go to Facebook.
Yeah,
Live.
take off as many clothes as you want to. They're starting to disrobe.
Get relaxed, girls.
Yeah, I guess putting a cylindrical thing in their mouth and sucking through it.
Do you want to go get your tail and go topless on this one? Or?
Hey, that costs money. You got to pay for that.
There you go.
Are you kidding?
All right, and if you guys are going to watch us on Facebook Live, go ahead and go now. Okay, I am Mark. Get set.
Wait a minute. Got it?
Go.
Wow.
Okay, Jenna has got to go. Bree's got two in. Oh, wow. Who has the best sucking power? Jenna is, like, spraying them around now so that we're a little more even. Keep going as fast as you can. Bree is, like, on a roll. She is just sucking and dropping.
There she goes.
She's sucking and blowing. There we go. And just keep going. Just keep going. Look at that. Oh, almost.
Oh.
All right, if you guys are watching this on Facebook Live, I like the fact that Jenna's like pushing the one that she's dropped over. Like, I can't pick it. I'm gonna move it over.
Are we done?
Oh my god!
Because our heads are dying. We're getting so close.
Okay, so let's hand one cup to Steve and one cup to
Do we get to
Zach.
Keep the pennies?
Sure.
Yay.
Okay, and we're going to count.
Now I feel all lightheaded.
I know. Okay.
All right, and now we're going to count to see who won on this. Count the pennies out.
Okay. I'll go first.
All right.
One, two, three. You have to use it by sound. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Good heavens.
Oh. 12.
Wow.
Okay, Jenna, here
we
go.
Now we know who loves the man juice.
That's right.
I like man juice.
Are you ready?
All right, Steve.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Oh, wow. Hey, I got the job done, though.
Yeah, you did.
I still got the job done.
Yeah, it is. My old friend Mike said, even the worst blowjob I ever had was right on the money. So.
Quality, not quantity, right? There you go.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go, guys. So Bree won that round there for the sucking the penny. So. And for those of you guys watching on Facebook Live, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Now that's a production.
That was good. You guys, I didn't like the way you guys were like, oh shit, I dropped it over. Just move it over.
That was fun.
Oh my god, that was funny. I can't wait to go back and watch the video.
I know, me too.
I know, I was watching it as we were doing it.
10 years from now. Remember when we did that thing?
I just love the fact too at the very beginning they both took off like their sweaters.
I know.
Let's get down to business.
It's a girl thing.
We're ready to suck.
Yeah.
I was like, the claws were gonna come out.
Oh, no, we're good. We're friends.
Start reaching
friendly
over.
Friendly competition.
All right. That was fun.
Next week we have a pool of spaghetti and some other things, whatever, for the girls, I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
And then after that, a pool full of mud.
Oh.
And KY jelly.
Wow. There you go.
That came from our birthday.
I mean, you have to lube up to get the fin on.
Right? There you go.
I got a lot of, lot of lube.
I take it back. Forget the mud.
Forget the mud.
And that's the show. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
All right. That was good.
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. You guys ready to play the game then?
Yeah.
Oh, another game.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all.
all ages a game that is the new hope of the nation. Quiz me! Quiz you!
You.
Alrighty, so more girls, this is a potpourri year of questions here. Just see how dumb we really are.
Potpourri,
pretty dumb.
Potpourri, and remember, your name is your buzzer. You can go precog on this if you want. And Zach's gonna be reading the questions for all of us.
Do they know what precog means?
No.
Say
precognitive. So like.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, if something into question clicks in your mind before
it's a fish.
Yeah. Answering it before, yeah.
All I know is lube.
Word of the day.
Lube.
Use it in a sentence.
Boob. Oh, okay. Question number one. All right, this is going to be pretty easy.
All right.
What is the largest...
Bree just perked up.
I got excited.
Oh!
Planet in our solar system.
Steve. Gone.
Steve.
Jupiter.
I was correct. Excited. Oh, there's my announcer voice. Question number two. What year did Albert Einstein die?
Sean.
Sean.
1975?
Not even close.
Bree. 1896.
What?
I don't know.
Not even in the right century.
I know. I was just throwing one out there.
Wow. Well, I'll give you a hint. Elvis was pretty popular.
Died then. Okay.
Wow, that had a buzzer at the end of it. That was weird.
1957.
So far, Steve is the closest.
Jenna?
Higher or lower?
Yes, it's going to be one of those.
Yeah,
yes.
It will be.
Try 19, some lube with it.
1959.
So far, Steve is still the closest. That should be a hint.
Sean.
1955. That is correct.
There.
That being said, question number three. What is the name of the famous stage actor who killed...
Steve. John Wilkes Booth.
Son of a bitch. That's
what?
Correct.
But you said
we
you're not allowed to do that.
Questions.
You're not allowed to precog or whatever.
You can precog.
But you said you couldn't.
You are allowed.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh. You
can't precog. That, we were telling you what it means
so
to do that.
So now I know what precog means. Okay.
Precognitive? Yeah. If you think you know where it's going.
Do you see now why I asked if they knew what it meant?
Yeah. Jenna, let me put it in your language.
Okay. Okay, I get it now. I get it.
That's a dolphin, you uncultured swine.
She still understood me, though.
Question four.
I speak dolphin, too.
Okay. Beauty with brains is the basic concept of which famous competition?
Brie. Miss America?
That is incorrect.
Beauty and brains? I've never heard that. I've no idea. Steve.
For a competition?
Steve.
Miss World.
Incorrect.
Bree, Miss Universe.
That is correct.
Oh, yay. Oh.
Cool.
We just had to keep thinking bigger.
Miss. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go.
Okay, I got a pretty good clue for this one if you need it. Question number five. Fear of closely packed holes is called what?
Oh, my God. I have this fear. I have it. I hate it.
She doesn't know what it is, but she has it.
No, but it's a different... I mean, I forgot what it's called, but if you look it up and you, like... Just a bunch of holes and they make me squirm.
Sean.
I don't like it.
Sean.
Greasy dick.
Anal. Glad we're on the same page.
I turned a few chapters.
Does it start with an H?
No, it does not.
What was the really great clue that you had for us?
The new iPhone brought this thing up. The new iPhone's cameras,
oh,
the three cameras.
Because it's like
the three, yeah.
Steve.
Three
camera phobia.
I'm just going to hit it right now. Because
holophobia.
No.
I don't have that phobia.
Think of like the metric system. Like what? If two things is bi, then
Sean.
What's Sean?
Bi.
Oh God, here we go. You know what?
Binary.
Steve, triphobia.
Wait, Steve, what?
Triphobia.
That's close enough. It's triphophobia.
Okay, triphophobia.
Being
well, now
caught
I know.
In a hole
No,
that's claustrophobia.
But yeah. Isn't it just like looking at lots of tiny like,
yeah,
holes
like,
or like
small holes small packed holes, closely
yeah, close together?
Again,
yeah.
Greasy dick.
That feels more like an obsessive compulsive thing than a yeah. phobia.
I did read that the iPhone with those three cameras freaks some people out.
That was a story. Phone.
I'll have mine next week. So next week
you're gonna
bring.
Get one.
Great. So you're gonna freak me out.
Yeah.
Cool.
Now we got something to do with this.
No.
Yeah. You want to be my Instagram husband?
Sure.
Cool. I get that portrait mode.
There you go.
That's the only merit it has. Never mind. Question number six.
Now you can put that loop to use.
Oh.
I don't have my oh my sound effect anymore. Who is known as the father of mathematics?
Sean. Pythagoras?
No.
Brie. Descartes.
No, and
I just watched
no.
The other night, too, and it says it. It says it on there.
Father of mathematics.
I thought it would be Pythagoras.
That's the father of...
Well, math and music.
All right, it starts with an A.
Steve.
Steve.
Ass clown.
No, that's you.
I have no idea.
Okay, another way. Okay, think of the word arch enemy. Not the definition of arch enemy, but the word arch enemy. Just arch. I could have just said arch and been done with it.
Sean? The Archies.
No.
I don't know.
Jenna.
Yes,
you
Jenna.
Always do this to me. You force me to answer questions just so I look stupid.
Force her hand.
Wow, she's smarter than she looks.
She's smarter than her tail.
I don't know.
All right, what is it?
Archimedes.
I think I've heard of it.
The only time,
southern tip of Greece?
I think so. The only time I've heard of it is in
southern
the movie
tip of Dick.
Forbidden Planet.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a code to get Robbie to stop being bad.
Oh.
That's super interesting. Question number seven. Name the blood group that is rarest than O negative. I didn't even know this one, actually.
AB positive?
Sean.
No, those aren't rare. That's the common ones.
O's the most common.
O negative is apparently
the most
rare.
O positive, the most common.
And you want the...
Sean.
Double O?
No.
Brie, no, never mind.
You know what? I'm actually going to just give you guys this one.
You said, okay, which one is the rarest?
I'm just going to give you guys this one because now I'm thinking about the answer. It doesn't make sense. Bombay blood group.
What?
That's literally what it said when I looked this up.
Yeah, we would never.
Oh, yeah, we would have just guessed.
Your clue could have been it's a type of gin.
Oh, yeah. Would have been good.
It was a doctor on Bewitched. Calling Dr. Bombay.
Calling Dr. Bombay.
Dang it. Question number eight.
These questions are tough.
Yeah.
In 2017, which European country banned work after office hours?
Jenna.
You'll have.
France.
Yeah, that's correct.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Really?
I saw it on the paper.
Cheater, but she admitted it. She admitted to it. That's what I laughed at.
That's why I'm like, Jim,
France, I got this.
I almost went precognitive on it.
As soon as you opened his mouth, you should have went, Jenna.
Wow. But at least you owned up to it, though. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. At least you owned up to it.
I'm going to punch you.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
God, my head's... So yeah, where was I? Okay.
A negative 1 point for owning up to it.
Hey, at least I got a point.
Question number nine. That's not the right button. This is. First day on this board in almost a month. Leave me alone. Okay. Flutter is a group name of which beautiful creature?
Jenna.
Sean.
Jenna.
Butterfly?
That is correct.
You looked again.
No, I didn't. I covered my eyes. I just love butterflies.
Okay. Thank God. Last and final question, number 10. What is the currency of Australia?
Oh, God.
We've been talking about Australia a lot lately.
Yeah, I know.
Last show, the cheater was in Australia. In Australia.
The lady who broke her vagina?
That's Australia.
Is she in Australia,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, she's Australian, too. Yeah.
God, Australia.
Nicole Kidman is Australia.
Hugh Jackman, yeah.
What is their currency?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen it. I've seen, like, the...
There's a knife.
Pretty. Pretty.
That's not where you put a knife. This is where you put a knife.
That was weird.
I don't know.
What is it?
The answer is the Australian dollar.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I feel smart right now.
I don't think any of us feel smart. Yeah. So what do you say? Hey, can I have $5 Australian so I can buy a burger? That's kind of weird.
Yes.
No, you just say, hey, can I buy a burger?
I would imagine in Australia they would just say dollar.
Just
yeah,
dollar. Yeah. We don't call it American dollars.
You got a dollar or two? That'll be great. Let me go buy a Big Mac around the corner with a $5 bee.
You did that pretty well. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
I'm showing off, I know.
He's been practicing.
Oh, yeah.
All righty, guys. Well, there we go. That is the first show for the quest for the co-host with the co-host.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
For the ladies here.
Oh, we have answers.
Did you have fun?
So much fun. Lots of fun, yes.
Oh, good. Good. You're likely to come back again?
Yeah, yes, okay. Definitely. And I'm smiling.
And not call and give
time.
A lame excuse?
No. I just show up late because I sleep and my alarm doesn't go off, but I show up.
I ran over a squirrel. I can't make it.
No, I'll be here.
All righty, guys. Well, again, once again, so this is the first show for the quest with the co-host, with the mo-host. We do want to thank the girls for coming in, for Bree and Jenna. You guys did great today. Both
thank
of you did
you.
Awesome. So yes. Glad you guys had fun. Remember, so we're going to be posting their pictures up on our Facebook page, and you get to vote to see who you like in those positions and who you like best. Remember, don't forget also to look at them sucking up a penny and seeing Bree just kind of kick Jenna's tail.
Can I just say one thing? Man juice.
Man juice.
See, we're on KLOS. I don't think I could say that.
Oh, no, you can.
I can?
Man juice.
Man juice.
Absolutely. So don't forget, guys, you want to vote all this week for the girls, and then we're going to have two more coming in next Saturday. In the meantime, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose, Twitter and Instagram. Follow us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
You can follow me, Steve, at SilvaLining69, and my Facebook is just plain old Steve Silva.
And I'm at Twitter at ZombieMelGibson and Instagram at ZombieMelGibson.
Do you girls want to give out your...
Ah, yes. That would be lovely. You guys can follow me on Instagram at Bree_... Oh, I just messed up. No. It's Bumble_Bree0713. And I just started a new website. It's called signingoffasheyyou.com. I'm posting blog stuff, pictures, art. So if you guys want to check me out, follow me there as well.
Bumble Bree. I get it.
Yeah.
There you go. And Jenna?
And you can follow me on Instagram at Jenna Nicole.
And if somebody wants to actually hire you as a mermaid, where can they call?
HB Mermaid. So you can contact my mermaid manager, Kim, at hbmermaids@gmail.com and let them know that you want to book Jenna for your next event.
And she does go topless, so remember that.
Just remember it's extra.
It is a lot extra, but it's worth it, though. So, all right. And if you guys want to follow me, Sean, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, again, I made it easy for everybody. It is simply Sean Roberts, HC. Simple as that. So, ladies, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Glad you guys had fun.
Yes.
Round one for you guys is over and done with.
Now I'm ready to make those cupcakes.
With the sugar in the egg.
And man juice instead of milk.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I mean, we didn't get the milk. We have to improvise.
It's going to be very tart.
Salty.
And a little bit of djibouti.
There you go. We're coming overcast today, though, but you know what? Go out and have some fun. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. And in the meantime, we'll catch you guys next week. So go out and be good to each other.
Goodbye, world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.